Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, a little update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirProsACRepair.com. As of yesterday, the state of Florida had a one-day increase of 12,624 cases of COVID-19. Miami-Dade, a one-day increase of 3,269. Broward, a one-day increase of 1,459. And Monroe had 39 overnight as well. The new numbers will come out at 11 a.m. this morning or right before that. This update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirProsACRepair.com.
The greatest comeback continues as we start this 7 o'clock hour. Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo look like they are really close to potentially owning the New York Mets. And obviously, a lot of money behind them. A-Rod and J-Lo don't have that roughly $2 billion it's going to take to buy the Mets. But it's incredible. Looked like they're off. It came back. More people with him. Some NFL guys joined him, name only, because there's no way those guys have the kind of money to be a big part of this. Some former and active players, mostly in the NFL, are going to join him. But I got to tell you, the A-Rod story is just incredible. How many years ago was it? He was going to sue the union, sue the Yankees, sue baseball, You know, storming out and denial and everything has flipped it around like nobody else has done steroids has been able to do. No one else has been able of that group that's in the A-Rod that were players that were that good. And this guy has done one of the most amazing, and by the way, this is not sarcasm, one of the most amazing turnarounds on image that I have ever seen in professional sports. Matter of fact, if you can think of somebody else, I mean, outside of the finances, he hit pretty low there for a while, right? He got suspended for the year and finally came clean and, you know, after really going after everybody in denial. I mean, he just goes, this is my story and I'm sticking to it. I'm denying everything. And then it was like, all right, you got me. And from then on, he just went on a mission like, yep, I'm coming clean. I'm not getting into details, but I'm coming clean twice. And
Joe, there's never been a better comeback story.
And now he's going to be
like this, right?
Now he's going to be going to owners' meetings. Now he's going to be running the team on who plays and who they're going to draft and on the New York Mets potentially. Now there's another group in there that's going after it and stuff, but the A-Rod story and listen to the way the football players and like, oh man, I've always been a huge A-Rod fan and what he's been able to do, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing, you know.
It's crazy, Joe. It's absolutely crazy what he's doing.
Obviously, I guess they're putting in, it looks like, about $300 or $400 million of their own money. I mean, it's not chump change.
Right.
But when you start talking about owning a team, you need a billionaire buddy in there too. And they got one. They went out and have one now. So I just, if you're looking for a little comeback story here in South Florida, the A-Rod story. And now listen, it's never been a finance comeback story. He's always had and always sounds like been a really good business guy and his construction stuff and stuff that he's done there. But just his image from the end of baseball to being able to come back to where he is, still as a young guy. And like, you know, it's one thing. We've had other guys. I'd love to know what Derek Jeter, freaking A-Rod, is about. I'm going to have to see A-Rod a whole bunch because both in the National League East, the Mets and the Marlins, and this guy is about ready to go out. Now, they all got to vote on it and all that stuff, I guess, to let him in. But the owner of the Mets already come out saying, if it's close, I'd really like Alex to have this. I was like, wow. Right. If the money's close, I want A-Rod and J-Lo to own this team. So...
don't you think that's the Loria thing with Jeter, too?
Same thing.
Right. Like, if the money's close enough, I'm going with Jeter.
Yeah. I don't want the Moss family, who's in town, that loves baseball, that has plenty of money to buy this themselves as a family without having anybody else if they don't want it. We'd rather have Derek Jeter. And, Derek, go out and get some people behind you because we want you to be part of the owners, ownership of Major League Baseball. Now, potentially the A-Rod deal, and it looks like A-Rod's going to be a hands-on guy. I mean, he loves baseball, which no doubting, no denying he loves his baseball and everything he's done. I just, incredible story that is coming out in yesterday to hear if it's close, Mets ownership has said, we want A-Rod and J-Lo to have this team if the money's close.
Think about that owner's box, Joe. A-Rod, J-Lo, Travis Kelce, Brian Urlacher, Joe Thomas, DeMarco Murray, Bradley Beal, even Mason Plumlee getting in there.
Yeah. You wonder that group together, how much they're putting in. It's a big nut. This isn't for professional athletes. This is a small percentage. If you're going to buy a team, and that team's, I'm guessing, when the market's gonna be at least $2 billion, you gotta have some big boy money in that thing. That they ain't getting limited partnership from guys that have made $40, $50, $60 million is not exactly gonna cut it, except for a little piece of the team. Anyway, I just every time I hear A-Rod, man, we may not be able to get him on, but A-Rod, your story's amazing. Your story has
is there anyone even close to his comeback when it comes image-wise? I mean, you really have to put in some work to find that because of what A-Rod has done and where he is now.
It's a great question, Zach. All I can think of is all the guys that have gone through what he's gone through that have just stuck to their denial, and most of them have just kind of disappeared, right? Or golfing and living off all that money they made, what they were doing. But nobody has jumped up and said, hell, screw that. I'm going to be A-Rod. And basically, it's going to be a back page story if somebody brings up, and oh, by the way, you know, admitted to doing steroids and PEDs and all that stuff.
Someone texted him Michael Vick. Texted him Michael Vick.
Michael Vick's been a real nice comeback.
Right. He went to prison, came back, right. But A-Rod's just a little bit different than that. A-Rod's back in the limelight, like full limelight, on two different networks. Who works for Fox and ESPN?
And by the way, on Shark Tank. They got him on Shark Tank. Right, and he's going, you know, I don't like your company. I don't think I'm going to bid on you. And like, oh, A-Rod turned us down. Like, do you ever think he'd be sitting up there with Mark Cuban and those guys, man? It's – yeah, it has just been for a guy that cares about his image and all that stuff. He flipped it around and there was a while, man. Everybody, I'm not saying everybody loves A-Rod. There are going to be guys in baseball that we've heard them that don't like him and probably will never like him. But A-Rod he's flipped it around and made himself. Like the stuff never happened. And most guys cannot or don't even attempt to do it.
Right.
They just don't want to hear about it. They're, you know, they disappear for whatever reason. They take the amount of money they made, which most of them that did it during that time made enough money where they don't need to work again. But just an
incredible. This guy's on TV. He's all over the place with J-Lo. He's on social media. He could be an owner of the Mets. Like, he's, I mean, it's just, it's a ridiculous comeback for him, knowing where he was. And at one point, basically, the MLB and the Yankees paid him to get away from the team for a year.
He went after the union. He went after his own players' union.
Right, right.
I mean, he was going, and I was like, A-Rod, I honestly, the people that he hired, now, he didn't do this on his own. Like, I'm guessing counseling, he's admitted to some of these things, but the right PR, there's PR people out there that help you turn your image around, help you when things with your company, when your company has, you know, something bad happen, a run of sexual harassment or whatever it might be, they hire people to come in and kind of get you going in the right direction again. A-Rod's got, whatever he paid those guys, it wasn't enough money because just, we're going to be talking about A-Rod as an owner in the next 6 to 8 months.
Sure.
About A-Rod, I don't know if it happens during the short baseball season they're getting ready to have or not, but he's going to get voted in by those owners along with his soon-to-be wife, J-Lo, as the owners of, along with somebody that's going to have a name that's got a B behind it. But boy, what a run, man. What a run. If you could top that, please let me know. And speaking of owners, I guess everybody knows by now, it's been called for the last 87 years, the Redskins. It won't be any longer. It looks like it's going to happen pretty quickly. We'll be jumping into that, checking in with John Keim a little bit later on from up in Washington for ESPN. We'll talk to him for a few minutes about this whole thing. It's been the Redskins for 87 years going back to 1933, and it's ready to change. Daniel Snyder has been just blasted by everybody. Now, what happens while this Redskins name change is taking place? Snyder's been ripped for everything, just being a really crappy owner in general. Teams, people he's hired, getting too involved with decision-making, including a lot of people said he's the one that wanted Dwayne Haskins to be the quarterback and all those things. But he's gotten killed. He's sued fans. He sued sweetholders. He sued everybody. He fights with politicians. Here's another guy that just doesn't get it and fights with everyone. It sounds like Roger Goodell got involved and said, listen, man, first of all, if you want a new stadium, you're going to have to make some changes here. And on top of that, your team has not been very good for a long, long time. It's not really been good since you've owned it. And so I put him right up there with probably as active owners. I don't know if you put him in front or behind James Dolan. It's hard to beat James Dolan because
Dolan's one. Dolan's one. If Snyder's up there, he's two. I don't think anyone could be as bad as Dolan at this point.
And again, can you put anybody close to Dolan? And if you haven't heard the stories about Daniel Snyder, they're
really bad also.
He's just is not a very likable guy for people who've worked with him.
I think the difference between Dolan and Snyder, the fact that all of Dolan stuff's right out in the news all the time. Like, he's always front page or back page,
Yeah, he's pretty clueless guy. Right. There's no question. I guess Dolan, Snyder. You got anybody else you want to put in that group of active owners, professionals? Not Jeffrey Lurie. He's done.
Right.
That piece of crap is gone. Stole money. Will never be seen in Dade. He should never show his face in Dade County.
Why would he? He's got $1.1
billion.
$1.1 billion.
Well, because they'd like to get a little money.
Right. He's not coming back.
The Dade County mayor would like that little bit of money they were supposed to get. And apparently, they're saying, there was no profits in this thing, really. No profits at all. It's like a break even. Can you believe that? Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We jump into a lot more stuff coming up here this morning. Got a lot of guests coming up. We'll get you caught up with that. Kenny Smith is going to join us a little bit later on in the show. One of the stars of Inside the NBA on TNT. He'll join us as well right now. I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze. He's a star every day. If you haven't refinanced, and one of the reasons you're going, I'm not refinancing with banks. I'm so pissed off at banks. Banks are so hard to deal with unless everything's perfect. All right. Well, good. That's the way Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage feels the same way. If you're looking at the fixed rate mortgages right now, which are in the twos, no prepayment penalty when you deal with Michael Kotze, it's a lifetime opportunity, especially for those of you who haven't even looked to see what your rate is. Why not? Why aren't you saving hundreds of dollars a month right now? I want you to call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, refinance, even if your credit score is taking a hit over the last couple of months. You let Michael Kotze, any question you have about rates, about mortgages, about how it affects you personally, because that's what you care about, and you got a chance to save money. Seems like a pretty easy text or call to make to me when you got a guy like Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage who's so damn good at what he does. He's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his staff work 7 days a week. They don't work banker's hours. They work 7 days a week. Matter of fact, Michael Kotze asked me the other day, why wouldn't everybody be working on Saturday or Sunday when families are together and have time to think about finances and stuff? You want to refinance with somebody that's credible and really good, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Call or text Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He will get back to you. He either call, he'll pick up right away or get right back to you. He's about great service and getting it done for you. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, we're back. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody out there is hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. Trying to get through everything and that we're going
It's not
through.
Really hanging in there anymore. I have to. It's more like just getting used to the kind of new normal, right? Isn't that what it is? I think it was hanging in there about the first month of us doing this.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking more about a lot of people don't have jobs or...
Right.
Furloughed. The furloughs are over now. A lot of furloughs have turned into you're fired.
Right.
Don't need you. And so that's kind of hang in there and hopefully things get flipped around a little bit. So it's not the norm and people be able to get back to normal here at some point. But right now, I don't know, man. I keep bringing it up, and my God, people get mad every time I bring up. Like, if you have an idea that you don't like the mask and something else that can help us flip the numbers back, please let me know. And I guess we still have people out there that are saying this thing's a joke, and you know it's a joke. You can't be that stupid. You believe all that propaganda that's out there. And I go, I guess I do because I listen to – the science guys,
right.
I listen to the health experts. I don't care whoever you have. I mean, everybody, we got them locally. They got them nationally. President has a couple. Every state has a couple. Every network has a couple. So when they tell me to, you know, be worried and all that stuff and the numbers are not good, they haven't been good for getting sports back, which we want to get our sports back, but more importantly, we want you to get in the bigger picture for you to all get your lives back the way it was before, and we're hopefully that will happen. Hopefully that'll happen ahead of everything and getting some things back to normal and people aren't struggling and lines and all that other stuff. And so we're thinking about you while we're rolling along here talking about something that's very secondary called sports, and we understand that we really do. By the way, if you're wondering about sports and you almost forgot about the dates, I give them to you real quickly. Starting date: Miami Denver in the NBA, Saturday, August 1st. Marlins and Phillies, Friday, July 24th. But gonna have a couple of practice games against the Braves before that. And then the Panthers and Islanders also August 1st. We'll start 5 versus 10 seed to see if Panthers gets against a really good Islanders team, see how they do. So we will have it. And by the way, if this all goes as planned, MLS is going to be playing. If they can stay healthy enough for all their teams. And the NFL is still talking like, they're going to give this a shot at the end of July, if not earlier, and still working with the NFLPA. They're going to meet again today to go over a few things as far as things that are really important, including health stuff and finance stuff as well. Always finance. Just do us a favor. Whatever the finance stuff is, let's try not to throw it in anybody's face. Hopefully you saw what baseball did and you realized even baseball's come out and said it was really crappy the way we handle things a few weeks back. So hopefully they don't take that same run and can figure some things out. The other thing is that we were talking about before is college football. I don't know what you do with college football. You talk about really no leadership. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing. It's a real mess. Like college football, which I treat and talk about like it's a major sport because of its popularity. And I don't know how they're gonna start on time. I don't know how they're gonna get this thing kicked off. I think they're gonna have to move it. I think they'll get it in, but I think they're gonna have to slide this season a month or two. I really do.
I mean, don't they have to? Because they got to get the kids on campus. Like that's, I mean, it's not like the NFL or any of these other sports when you're getting guys to camp or getting guys to a bubble like they have in the NBA or the NHL when they're getting their guys in a bubble or MLS in their bubble. Like they can only start to practice and they can only start to do all these things when they bring kids to campus. And some of these campuses have, you know, we're not talking about, you know, 2,500 kids. When you go to these major campuses and we're talking about 30, 40,000 students. So like you want to put, you know, that's where their biggest thing, I believe, their biggest problem is college football is that, is getting kids on campus to get them to practice and get these games playing. And I think that's going to be the biggest problem that college football has. And that's why I think not only is it going to be delayed, but who knows if they even go to spring with that.
Well, think about college football, a normal day. They got to go to class.
Right.
So they're going to be with kids that are doing all kinds of stuff. And by the way, if you think every college kid's going to go back to school and not party and chase little Susie around at the sorority, you're nuts.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to have that. Then on top of that, you're going to be living in your own apartment. You're not away from everybody or a dorm full of other students and other players. And then you're going to come to practice with big numbers because football is a sport played with, I don't know. They're going to be under 100 for the first time. I think they're going to try to knock that down. A lot of walk-ons won't be invited to be out there with them.
So you've got 70, all 80, that. 70, 80 maybe?
Well, yeah, that. But again, right. the number goes over 100 by the time you add equipment,
right.
Trainers, coaches, people shooting video, social media. By the time you do it, those numbers, I mean, you're adding another 20, 25, 30%. Of people around the team that we don't talk about that help keep things rolling, doctors and all that kind of stuff. And now you got your conferences, your Power Five conferences, because let's face it, everything starts with the Power Five conferences. And I'm not sure the Power Five conferences really give a crap right now about the other Division One conferences or independents or what's going on other places. But they're not even on the same page. And you know what gets me? Is our athletic director, Blake James, thought that the Power Five were probably going to make decisions together and
That's
let
right.
each other know. And guess what? Right after he said that, the Big Ten came out and said, "Nah, we're playing conference only. We've already made up our mind." And left everybody with their pants down. And they're like, "Oh, geez." Oh, Pac-12 said, "Well, Big Ten's doing it. We'll do it. Conference only. Conference. Okay, yeah, conference only." So now the other three are like, well, we're going to wait before we make a decision. You got everybody going every direction on what can we do, how bad are things, which the unknown is the worst part of this because the coronavirus isn't out there exactly listening to everybody like, all right, we're going to cut our numbers back 60%. Give us another month or two. We'll feel better. You know, we're getting tired of running around in Arizona and California and Texas and Florida. So they got problems, man. And then the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, I don't know where he is, and it just sounds like nobody's calling him anyway. Like, we know you're
silent, right?
Your title is, but we don't really give a crap because you'd have nothing to do with what we do unless you want to go do your little weak ass secondary violations or something. You know, leave us alone.
It's weird that the Power Five don't have a like a Power Five kind of meeting, knowing that they run the college, you know, sports programs around the entire country. How they don't have something and leave the rest of the people out, which sounds terrible, but. You know, the rest of the conferences, but they really are the five that run everything. How are they not on one singular kind of motion of what to do or how to run this, considering they play each other also? It's not like they're just conference games every year. They play other conference. Like, I just don't, that's what I don't understand. And I think it was that day, either later that day or the next morning, when the Big Ten made that after we spoke to Blake James. I think it was less than 24 hours.
So I'm guessing, and listening to those guys yesterday, that they're a little salty with the Big Ten.
Of course they are.
The Big Ten pulled a little muscle out and said, we don't really care about the rest of you guys that make up the Power Five. We got our own deal. We make as much or more money than all you guys.
That's right.
We're worried about us. And they got a little selfish. They did. They got a little selfish, and I think they caught – those other conferences. Now, I think all the conferences were in a situation what the ACC is saying. We're going to hold off as long as possible before we make this decision and see if it's doable and see what's going to happen at our universities. But it's tough, man. Of all the sports, the two football, the college and pro football, they got their hands full, man. I want to see what happens with the rest of them.
Right.
And Major League Baseball is going to play a season where they go home at night. They're not going. And then you got two quarantine sports getting ready for their playoffs in hockey and basketball. I guess they got the best shot, as long as these guys aren't going out ordering food and they're quarantine breakers, as long as those young guys don't get the munchies late at night and decide to
me ask you this. You're around the players a lot. What are the chances the NFL players take this serious enough where they're going to go, you know, basically either home or at the facility?
I can't speak for everybody because you're going to have a few guys that got money in their pocket for the first time. And if things open up.
They want to enjoy life.
Well, they want to keep that money in their pocket, don't they? If they stop the season, that's it. I mean, the money goes away, doesn't it?
I know, but you're not thinking about that when this new hot girl that you just heard about got a hold of you. And guys, certain things, man, mess us up.
I mean, if things are open, people are going to go to them. And if you got the cash to go, you're going to go.
I think a majority of the guys are going to follow. But look at, we had quarantine breakers already in the NBA over food.
Right.
So, like. The guy, they're going, oh, it's okay, man. We expect, what do you mean you expected it? You know the deal. Like, we talked about this going to happen with some guys, especially on teams that are going, we got no damn shot anyway. Anyway, we'll go to break. We got check in with Hollywood's headlines coming up. We'll talk to Hollywood, see what he's got rolling this morning. He's always got something to get you all fired up. 8 o'clock hour. We got a bunch of guests coming up as well. We'll check in on college football. We're going to check in with a lot of other stuff as well as up in Washington and the NBA. We got them all covered coming up in the rest of the show. Right now, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. People ask me all the time, Joe, where do the pros go? Where do the pros go when they have an injury? Because I want my family to see the best doctors. Doctors that have had to fix high school, college, and professional athletes. Well, that's easy. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute is ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News & World Report. Taking care of Inter Miami, Heat, Panthers, Finns, FIU, high school sports, college, and professional athletes from all over the country come down here. Whether it's for a second opinion or just because these doctors, and they got specialists for every part of the body, handpicked to some of the best in the country. One goal, get you back healthy, playing the sports you love the most, just like a professional athlete. Doc, when am I going to be back out playing? This is how I make my living. No different for the rest of us. Whether you're an old guy, needs your knee fixed, or young, competitive, and had an injury, go where you know you've got great experience from those doctors. Can't say enough about how good this group is. I've known them for a long, long time. Top notch. And by the way, more good news, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institutes in Davie, located inside Baptist Health Medical Plaza at the intersection of Griffin Road and South University Drive. That's where I've been going. I don't always go to Coral Gables, not when you got it in Broward too. Just remember, the next time you have any kind of sports-related injury, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, the numbers are in for UFC 251, which was the fight on Saturday. Jorge Masvidal headlining that card. 1.3 million buys is the estimated number here. From the initial reports for UFC 251, guys, that is a huge number for the UFC. That is the most buys a non-McGregor card has drawn in 11 years.
Holy smokes. That was a lot higher than I thought. I was actually thinking and there was going to be 200,000 or 300,000 buys. I couldn't have been more wrong. Paying between 65 and 85, whether you had ESPN Plus or not, you saved 20-something bucks, but that's a lot of money. They made a lot of money because he ain't paying any of those guys that much.
No. What would a McGregor-Masvidal fight sell?
Well, Khabib versus Conor, which was UFC 229, that had 2.4 million.
Whoa!
So basically, it goes to show you, I mean, Conor's their top guy without question.
Right. I just think my man's made so much money. I don't think he even his damn scotch is doing great, or his whiskey.
Right.
I'm guessing he's done. He's made enough.
They could pull him out for the right amount of money.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know if this guy's going to do that. And the reason being is, look what he just got off these two. They made a lot of money. You start getting pay-per-view sales over a million, my God.
Jeez. Shocking. Yeah, shocking numbers.
Right? Big number. Wow.
All right, guys, we go to Boca for this next one here in FAU.
Boca?
Did you see this? FAU added a huge name to its 2021 recruiting class. They announced ESPN top 300 quarterback Shedeur Sanders will be attending the school down there in Boca. He is the son of NFL Hall of Famer Deion Sanders. He's the number 8 ranked pocket passer and number 41 ranked prospect overall in this class. So big get here for Willie Taggart.
I saw he put up monster numbers the last couple years, and if he can run anything like that, I was actually shocked that a 4-star player and he decided to go to FAU. I was shocked. Great get for FAU to get him. By the way, I think that team's getting to be a fathers of who's, isn't it? I think there's 3 or 4 guys, like, it's the Hall of Fame. They got to have more Hall of Famers at FAU now. Their kids are there than anybody. Didn't T.O., is T.O.'s kid up there?
Well, I know Willie's kid is also a quarterback who's there. So you have him.
He's on the bench now. Yeah, he's on the bench now.
Yeah, I was really surprised to hear that.
Willie's good, though. He's got, I think he didn't get a very fair shake at FSU. I think he's a great coach.
Well, he's recruiting. He's gotten some pretty good players down there. Listen, this is going to be a great opportunity for that guy to get his career turned around. Get a couple of good years. Ain't nobody staying at FAU a long-ass time. He's staying there, and then once he gets this thing rehabbed, he'll be on to another job. Division One, bigger Division One. He'll be back in the Power Five.
All right.
By the way, guys, I know the last coach at FAU didn't like waking up early in the morning to come on the show or to do anything in the morning. So I think Willie wakes up early. I think he's an early bird.
Problem with Willie is, like, even if we had Willie on, go, hey, Willie, congratulations. He goes, I can't talk about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
It's a verbal commitment, man. Uh-huh. Can't do it yet.
Can Lane still sleep till noon in the SEC?
Nah, I think his ass got to get up early now. I think that That little FAU, I don't get up early, is done.
I'll see it when I believe it. That's it. I'll believe it
may
when
have
I see
to
it.
May have to change his sleeping habits a little bit. Hey, you got to give it to him. So far, his little game,
right.
His little game plan to go to FAU, I can win there, and I'm getting out of there. He did it.
Feels like a scam, that guy. All right, anyway, we go to the NBA bubble for this next one here. The video circulating Myers-Leonard was able to chug a beer in 3 seconds is what he was officially clocked at on this one. Did you guys see this? He, like, cut a little hole in the bottom of it and
right.
cracked the top and just, like, basically inhaled this thing. I've never seen anything right. like it. Very impressive.
Wait a second. Did you grow up with – did you have fraternities at –
No, dude, this guy shotgunned a beer like no fraternity member has ever done.
And no, South Florida doesn't have any, Joe. Is that the shot you wanted?
No.
They actually have all of them, but.
Every fraternity's got some monster that throws it like.
No, they don't. Not like that.
Joe, have you seen this video?
Yes, I saw it.
All right, okay. There's not that many people in the world, I think, could do it that quick. That guy looked like he took one chug and it went all through.
Yeah, it was the best I've ever seen.
Right.
I bring you guys to see if I can get the old boys back at Berkeley again, man. They were popping those. All right, what else you got?
Wouldn't you, Zach, love to see Joe get like a Corona and just try to shotgun it
right,
and see how
right.
fast he can do it?
I can't do it that fast.
You drink enough Holy of them.
God. Yeah, that's true.
I do drink them. I'm somewhere between the Corona Light and the Premier family right now. The Corona
Joe's not Premier. Joe's not a sprinter. He's a marathon runner.
Gotcha.
That's it. Right.
All right, guys, and keeping it in the bubble here, it was the Kings, Rashawn Holmes, who was the guy who crossed over the line and picked up his delivery meal. So he was the one who ended up getting in trouble for this. He had to go back into a 10-day quarantine in his hotel room. But I ask you guys this. Is there a meal that you think is worth crossing the line for here? Because now it didn't come out what he ordered yet, and the NBA has actually a list of different restaurants that you're allowed to order from. Just to try to make everything really easy on these guys. But I ask you, what would be the meal you would order that you would feel like you need to break quarantine?
If I'm not going to get paid for games, money's always ahead of my damn appetite.
Right.
I'm just speaking on behalf of myself. If he's going to end up now missing some games, and he's a pretty good player, and they're not going to pay him for doing it because he broke a rule that – he obviously didn't know about, which meant he didn't read it, which is no excuse. Money comes before my appetite, man.
But the whole point was he broke the rule, and it's not like he's got to be sitting in that room for 7 days. It was a 48-hour window. It was a two. I mean, listen, I can understand you don't want to be in one place for 48 straight hours in your room or whatever, but considering that after that 48 hours, you're basically okay in the bubble, what the hell was he thinking? What meal was worth being quarantined for another 10 days?
He was hungry.
I mean, come on.
But if you were to ask me one food that I could get
one
real
food,
quickly,
right.
And I'm a young guy now, I'm probably going to have, I'm going to load up on Taco Bell or cheeseburgers. That's what I'm thinking.
But it's you funny don't think went that, Taco Bell. I was thinking the same thing.
I knew
thing.
He was going to go Taco Bell. But
wait,
you
see
that
new burrito, by the way? Sorry, Zach.
Oh,
you see the new burrito?
Yes,
the grilled cheese burrito?
I saw it. They had a commercial this morning. I saw it.
The Burrito Supreme.
Man. Right.
And tacos. Just give me a whole batch of those little tacos, the little three-biters. Little bastards are gone quickly.
Hollywood, you said there was a list of places that will deliver as part of the bubble kind of quarantine?
Yeah, but it was like nice restaurant, very fancy restaurants. There was no Taco Bell.
Yeah, but I can imagine you'd be able to get tacos.
I think those guys get anything. I just think they're probably
right.
difficult to deal with, those guys.
I mean,
there's some guys that get a little too used to that five-star lifestyle that just don't get it.
Like when Rondo checks in, he posts a picture saying he's at the Motel 6.
Right.
Yeah.
That guy's not going – Rondo's not going downstairs to pick up Taco Bell, by the way.
I got a couple more for you guys here, by the way. How about a $26,000 meal at KFC? So this is an interesting story. We go to Australia for this next one, and a place called Victoria, And cops and ambulance workers were sitting in a KFC. They were having a meal there. So a couple of people walk in. This is at 1:30 in the morning, by the way. A couple of people walk in, and they ordered about 20 meals worth of fried chicken. So they're walking out with gigantic bags full of fried chicken. The ambulance workers followed them back to where they were going because the 20 meals raised suspicion, and they ended up getting the police out there, and the police issued a fine to the people having the party, $26,000. They're not screwing around over there. They're having trouble with containing cases, so the fines are heavy. So this was a birthday party these people were having. They made the 1:30 a.m. KFC run and got,
oh my God,
got dinged 26 G's.
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking? What do you think we're thinking?
Man, a late night run.
Wait a sec.
Come on. Wait,
look at our group here. We're never going to get everybody to follow the rules. Never. We're going to have to work around it. I don't know how you work around it.
I don't know.
I don't either,
it's
but it's...
It's a lot of KFC right there, though.
Boy, that is. Hope it was good.
You ever see... there's a KFC that has a Taco Bell attached to it by me. Do you guys have any of those up there?
There's one that's got like a Pizza Hut attached to it also. So.
Yeah, it also has a Pizza Hut, yeah.
Right.
It's like all three of them in one. It's kind of a recipe for disaster.
Right, especially at 2 o'clock.
Because you wouldn't think
morning.
Fried chicken goes with Taco Bell until it's, you know, 1 in the morning.
Yeah, we'll throw a couple slices of pizza on that too.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common now. There's a lot of those now I think about it. Kentucky Fried Chicken with Taco Bell. Right. By the way, you can't go wrong, though, because if one smell doesn't get you, the other will.
Right.
Guys, I got one more story for you here. This one is a little bit weird. 33 and Melt is the name of a restaurant. It's a grilled cheese restaurant. It's in Windermere, Florida. The owner's name is Carrie Hudson, and she lists her restaurant as a mask-free zone.
Oh. Nice.
So this is a real story here. So they had a party on Saturday, a no-mask party. And, of course, they were failing to comply with social distancing guidelines, all that different stuff. And she also offered to serve up 100 free meals to people that came and supported her no-mask party at her restaurant. The ATF came and basically raided the place. And now she basically said that she will not continue on with the mask. She supports she's a freedom activist. And she wants her rights here. She does not want to wear face coverings in her restaurant.
When are the freedom fighters? Can please give it a chance just for a couple weeks. And then you can have all your rights back and you can talk crazy and stuff.
It's a mask-free zone, Joe. By the way, I mean, I don't know. I know restaurants are kind of struggling. She gave away 100 free meals just to get these lunatics in the door.
Right. Doesn't sound like a great business plan.
The event was hosted by activist group Reopen Florida, which opposes forced mask wearing, testing, contact tracing, and vaccines.
It's all made up. Right. It's all made up. None of it's real. These numbers are a joke. Nobody's dying. They just have the flu if they're in there or they're old and it doesn't matter. They maybe should stop eating so much. They wouldn't be in that, right?
Right.
That's all. All made up stuff. All right, man.
At least they threw vaccines in there, too, so they can just get the trifecta of craziness.
Hey, we got David Hale coming up. We're going to talk some college football. You guys ready to talk a little football? We got big 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll jump into that, trying to figure out what the heck's going to happen to college football, some of the Power 5 conferences, and the rest of them. All that's all coming up next. Zach, what do you got for me?
All right, well, I'm happy to say that now I've been telling you for a couple of weeks about Diamonds Direct and what they're going to be able to do for you in jewelry shopping. Well, guess what? They're open. They're finally open. The store that'll forever change how people buy diamonds and fine jewelry now are open. Diamonds Direct in Boca, right in front of the Town Center Mall. It's a totally new concept in jewelry shopping. Imagine if I could tell you that you'd walk into a store and it looks like 30 stores. That's right. That's what Diamonds Direct does. They have, by the way, well, they're a diamond powerhouse. I've been telling you that for a while, but they got more diamond jewelry than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought possible. Enough diamonds to supply, like I said, about 30 stores, and all at rock bottom, no middleman, direct importer prices, plus over 4,000 designer engagement rings and case after case of diamond earrings and pendants and bands and bracelets. They have everything in one place, all diamond sizes too, from 1 carat to 10, 15 carat diamonds, all shapes, sizes, you name it, all GIA certified for your protection and all with the top tier cuts and clarity grades. That's only what you're going to get at Diamond Direct. And how about this right now? A free lifetime warranty on every purchase, 110% diamond upgrade guarantee, a no-nonsense diamond education, and off-the-charts customer service all at Diamonds Direct. And it's wide open now in Boca in front of that Town Center Mall. We've needed a jewelry store like this down here for years. And wherever you are in South Florida, it is totally worth the drive, so make sure you get over there. It's in Boca, right in front of the Town Center Mall. It's Diamonds Direct. It's worth the drive, folks. You're going to discover the best jewelry store in South Florida, Diamonds Direct.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.